boy. I'm not sure if he could tell me or not.
Yes,
my name is Brooks.
Brooks?
Oh, yes, Rupert Brooks.
Oh, my lovely.
Yes.
Yes?
His father and his parents knew this. Farmers. My. You know if I'm there. I don't have my number yet, ma'am.
Yes.
You think I am there,
Mr. Wilson, isn't it? Oh,
yes. Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Very
much. Well, I wish that you would like me to see if I could make a call that night. Maybe we can't do it right now. Well, I can do all right. We'll go back and I'll see you in the city, thank you. I do love the notice
to you. Sure, can I tell you? Can I tell you my business? You'd like to know how you're comfortable and how you find they go. You'd like to know if you describe your particular train. What kind of work you're going on, see? That's what you're saying.
You're in doubt the kind of way I'm going. I found that she was a good meditator and I'm trying to speak in the flesh and do it. I think that's probably something which tries to make people. If I'd like to go outside, I'd tell them to go to school to go to school to them. As you know, we have something. If I'm not used to it, they would continue to drive me. No violation would have to be becoming more sympathetic. From speaking, one would be going to go to school to go to school to bring on minds to bear on the English. When you see the body's head, well, thousands, cut herself to bottom, but seemed to have no legs. And it was going to have something to do that. She's in this charge. There's terrible night. But herself is wild and frightened. There must be hers. In fact, I think he followed her too much. I realized last day he shouldn't have passed, because I see that he's just there fighting that look. There's only famous little blindness. And yet, as I touch myself, I saw it, and yet, as I pinch myself, I can feel it. Why are you telling me? In fact, one of the first things I did, I think, I remember last day was when I became conscious of the fact that I no longer was I, and yet I had a body in which certain mistakes were identical in appearance, that is, to the old body and I before. Am I not? Lying with the strange sense that I knew myself to lie to my mouth. I pinch my glove and I start in the time that I didn't feel anything. While I was hanging there, I thought this body of mine, this peculiar thing which is about holding to all the ugly joints and strength, which responded by the best I ever thought myself, why should it? It obviously is an old body, and it's a different body, it must be a comparison. It's different plastic, so it's a mere other still. If I'm on the earth and is conscious of the earth, it's wrong for me about two shots, and I realize it to be there. And I thought, oh, if I can't feel myself and I teach myself, why should a person see me? It was obviously still on earth and the only part of it. And I began to realize the smart difference between the body and the consequence. I thought, well, it must be that I'm on some vibrational rate of something which is not common to the earth, and therefore people can't see it. Well, the noise and irritation is the case, not because I can see other people making it in me. This is so strange. And, I'm in a book, it says, inside the river. Looking at myself. To not see myself, that's why I'm determined. That's why I refer to that, because I think it's because I can walk from something like youth. And then it looks as if I have seen a reflection. And I thought, well, that is an extraordinary hand party that has a reflection. And then I was looking at this, next day I couldn't adjust myself to it. It was like getting back to those people like men and try to tell them that I was lying as well. Not by about you. And it didn't mean that I was there. And when I realized that I couldn't be seen even in the water, in the river, I realized then that with the reason they couldn't see me was because if my body didn't have reflection, then it couldn't be solid to them, it couldn't be on the same vibration, it couldn't be the same as the matter, obviously the difference. And I had to adjust myself to help my hand body, but well, too loud and concerned to sustain, and yet, obviously, it was not a real body, because it was a worthwhile to the body, actually, from the turn, to the body, and I had a rather effective picture. And I was in darkness in the room, till that dream to the earth, in my thoughts, and my memory of things past, and trying to catch up with things too. So I was trying to do something to do at the same time as doing nothing yet. I was irritating this passage. I remember messaging the scientists, well, I'm getting more and more happy and vulnerable, finding this message, and I'm not looking at the experience. But all of a sudden, I was conscious of someone standing beside them. And I just did a finger, did I move or someone? I don't know if it's a danger. And I wish you could go out. It was no reflection. And I just knew what to do. And in the start, it's just the guy distinctly as I did. I realized now I heard the voice say, come with me. And I thought, well, I would just like to tell you how far I can't see you within what I got here. She thought it was the voice saying, come with me. Cut your eyes. And I thought, well, nothing magic, nothing bright, nothing much else, just close my eyes and most thing I knew, as far as the night, was an entirely different place. What appeared to be a vast doing. Mother and I had sense and appearance of concert halls. Peter's master was chief many of the east, and many of the people had that. And I was thinking it was better than I could hear beautiful music, because it was wonderful. son. I come into picking up his gratitude, and it seemed to him. I didn't vibrate in such a way that it seemed to carry me. Beyond time and space, he seemed to have a message which I interpreted as being one of peace and gratitude, and this not to be undivided or condemned. Nowhere I see that from this place of music, some for feeling of being at peace, and the consequence that felt very different and much more calm. Gradually I began to perceive in the far distance what appeared to be an enormous panorama of changing light. I did not describe it in all kinds of colors, but they were constantly changing. The tender shades of deep hue, and gradually the whole world, the whole building seemed to be suffused with this. And I was wondering how this was achieved. It wasn't as if I was seeing something thrown onto a cinematograph screen or something. It was that the whole of the building gradually seemed to be illuminated, changed with this color. And although I could see it on the body, I didn't see it somehow. Although I felt one difference, I didn't see it if I could speak. In fact, I was being disturbed, heavily disturbing my mind, pretty disturbed by my body as to what function it had, and if it was really active light in that body, which it seemed in the same circle, which I wasn't sure about. I didn't really know how to go about things. I was so dead, but I managed to speak somehow, and yet I was afraid almost to try to enunciate words. Anyway, I became very conscious of someone. Yeah, James, you can do it. Don't worry. You can do it. Don't worry. And I heard myself saying, what is this place? What is this place? And I was having the turn of what I said. This is the place where you can be brought into moving. Hear the vibration. Make possible for you and your way of life. This is the closing condition. But you understand what it means by claiming the condition. It's not the most horrible term. It seems apart from anything that one can imagine. The closing station, if one can imagine what a closing station should be like, it seems to me like some vast auditorium, like an outer hall, for instance, and much vaster, much more beautiful, of course. Where there was glorious sound, music going on, illumination. And people, then I suddenly realized that there was a change coming over me. I think almost consciously from the beginning, and the people around me frightened me. It's like I could feel that they too were changing in some type of way, and yet I couldn't explain it. Even my own body kind of thing. It suddenly seemed as if my whole body was becoming suffused with some charged power, some vitality. And everything seemed to become very much more solidified. I seem like a pretty strong sensitive that it did seem sensible, but everything around the back here, which of course had been called up, was just very real. And if I could see people, I could see things, I could see the vastness of the building and the beauty of it and the color and everything. But somehow, previously it all seemed so unreal, too wonderful, too cool. I could understand it and appreciate it and had a wonderful piece of the cake. But right, this seemed to become much more real, much more intense. People seemed to, well, they had basically very calm and very still. This seemed now to be kind of elaborated. In other words, it began to be wonderful. And one became conscious of something happening within oneself and within the people around one. And after a very short time, so it seemed to me, one or two people began to move, get up, to walk light, and to begin to move what appeared to be speaking, their eyes opened and closed, without putting them in opposition from. And then I was conscious of that. And they were trying to convey their thoughts in an orderly manner. And it seems to me that these various peoples were beginning to become awake. And then, I don't want to suggest in the beginning that there were dead people, they weren't exactly that sort. But I realized now that we were all être pris pour rire. Amuse aussi par les autres et les choses se passent, puis les autres se stressent, et vous devinez quoi que ce soit, et que je suis. Ah, tristesse, ma fille est prête, vous devinez, et vous voyez chez vous, et vous devinez, quand je suis. When the patient becomes more vital, more vital, it is useful to be moving, with by some. I know that the government is doing what seems to be feelings. People who are not pleased to be in the flow of life, at least they're not in the past. These things become visible from all different places. For some were men, some were females, and some were women. And look over to other religions that are in the world, or in some of the men, with some of the men. Most of these people seem to be very people. I don't know if there seems one to have not many people with expression on this place. They were not necessarily always simply handsome, that is, from the point of view, features and so on, but their faces seem to be illuminated as good animation, great charm, great dignity, so. And I realized also, much of it afterwards, and these were the people whose job it was to conduct these sort of initiation. Like it was back then, to help people. So when you came over, help me for this virtual rehabilitation to new life, but impossible. But I seem to me now had no particular relation or friend over that year. Although I understand there were many relations of friends who gathered there, waited for this sort of service to finish, and then they could not learn. But it seems to me that the shock of sudden death means that many people need blessing in vitalizing the spiritual sense. They need, as it were, to be cleansed, that's the best way to put it. Of the whole idea of God's belief, need to readjust their thinking. And this is a method that is used in certain cases for certain people. It didn't use for everybody in the film, I found that out afterwards. But anyway, it was an extraordinary experience, and one which I should never forget. It was very beautiful, very lovely experience. It certainly makes a totally tremendous stand. Anyway, after all this, after I had done, several people whose task it was anyway to help one another. I was taken to a good day, a park, a park deck now, but appears to be famous as a park. In this park, I saw many people, many types of costumes, and I realized that this place was the outside of this building, and after this initiation service, the thing was really gathered outside this beautiful park. It was still alive, and one felt then that one's body was in the atmosphere. I feel like it was quite. I realized that my body was then functioning in harmony with my thoughts. In other words, it was a reaction. I could move about it, walk about it, and run. I didn't sleep, which I didn't. And I remember sitting under a tree and talking to this one particular person who I found out later was my own particular helper. And he explained to me that all was just fine was very essential. Because those are the issues of my person in particular. And my particular nature, my particular outlook, it had been essential to cast myself completely all material physical thoughts attained to the war and the terrible condition under which I'd been existing. In other words, I had to see brightness and beauty and the realization of greater things yet to come. I had to completely, as it were, free myself from old thinking, old ideas. And this had helped me tremendously. And I am particularly, if it were possible, here to business continue lacking. And father and Peoria, who's in the investigation, and he returned to once to drug feeding, and if you want to look down on the paper of the physician, science doctor, and they can do exactly what you should encourage to do. In fact, it's the only way about to progress on this side is to go forward in the manner which you yourself have made possible by your thinking and your action. And in consequence, I realized that I could, if I wanted to, many things which you might have done. But I realized that I would have to take some of these experiences in such a way that I could take them back to Earth. It would be such an interesting thing, it would be such a great show. And I asked if it was possible, and I said, well, it would be possible, but it wouldn't be possible for some of us to retire. For various reasons, one thing I was still an issue about is to use. I found if I knew this thing, I wouldn't be able to adjust myself so quickly and so easily to be able to do a thing like that. And then, of course, I thought, if you're fighting someone who could act as an instrument, I didn't even realize then that you had a medium. Although I had this unpleasant experience when I first entered and tried to contact people from not seeing it, I thought somehow, you must be aware. I vaguely had a suspicious mother, and I never had much interest in it. I had no interest really. I thought this whole lot of nonsense, but I probably wanted to kill the world, the earth world, as I was in the early space. Now, how did I buy it? And I was so keen and anxious, even then, that all this thing is to do something. And this man's father, they go, of course, most people that just come here like that, they want to rush back to their friends and their relations, they want to tell everyone in the world how wonderful it all is, and nothing in your world, and this and this natural business. And then the euphoria, terrible fear that people have about being, about dying, in fact, everything is still orderly, valid. And it is just the confusion that man brings with him that creates a difficulty, that man has a clear picture of things. Before he died, there wouldn't be the confusion that people have, such as you have, for instance, when you help, when you got close to the earth, you tell me, when you find people and you realize you're there, you look into the walls, you can see your reflection, all these things are really difficult to stay the man's mind on thoughts, that old ideas, old thoughts, which haunt him, which make him full of fear. Whereas man should be free, and man should realize these things, so this is natural law. But it's to God has created man in the image, and in consequence he's indestructible. Only the material physical aspect of life is indestructible in itself. But you know, the little spirit of man goes on. Of course, anyone feels like he felt, he wanted much back in the old world. But you must remember the old world was carrying on for centuries and centuries, living in ignorance, building up all kinds of barriers, making all sorts of weird religions and superstitions, and in consequence making it impossible. And they had knowledge and experience, where they could have it if they had their minds clearly set on things of spirit, and did not debate everything in a terrible sense. Even the highest noblest thoughts, man oftentimes debates it. All this was I realized in the world that I didn't know how one could go about it. You should have been by the right time, perhaps the time may come when you can't go back, and you can do some service. But I felt it would be easier, but I had to realize that I'd not just learn, and I would not be the right woman to go back. And here I am now, after, I don't know, probably 40 years, I suppose, talking to you. It all seems so strange to see it so much. I feel I haven't.
What sort of clothes do you wear that time?
Well, I find that some clothes I like this. I just speak myself. I like, I don't know, I've described it as something like the ancient Greeks wore. It's still very comfy, very attractive to look at. The materials are very beautiful.
But it's sort of a book, because they're always in that case.
I don't forget myself. I mean, one likes to feel that one wears it and one would like to wear it, which is true in essence, but the point is that there are certain talents which you couldn't possibly wear unless you were still by your very nature and your very self were impossible. Because you are of no gentleman and character, but cowardly without power. Not only is it only is that we know each other by the illumination of the light of our devices. But for instance, if the colors were in your aura,
the many other colors that you couldn't wear in your dress. Or in your appearance, in your voice. You see, the hopefulness and the certainty just couldn't be. I mean, if you hadn't progressed very far, you wouldn't be able to wear very soft, clear blue, for instance. You wouldn't be in your makeup and nature. You wouldn't have made it possible for yourself to have that color in your emanation. And in consequence, you wouldn't wear it in your wearing apparel. For one thing, you wouldn't be attracted to it because you weren't ready for it to respect. And secondly, it has been impossible. I don't know how to explain why it was impossible. Something is that somehow automatically that you are what you are.
Yes.
And you cannot be beyond that. Or less than that, in a sense. I mean, you see, we all go forward. We all strive in some shape or form and develop accordingly. And in consequence, you are automatically, as we are, very adept. And it would be less unnatural for one to assume that we hear a facade which you yourself would know within yourself, you could see no one. In other words, whereas on earth man may build up a facade, may build up something by himself which gives a wrong impression to others. People may say, oh, sir, there's an awfully nice person. But actually, the person has to be a really fast person. That's the thing you do on your side. You come to hear, it's one of the first things you realize, as a matter of fact. By shock, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Here there's no deceit in any description. Here you are known for what you are. And
Bye-bye. Goodbye, Mickey.
Okay.